Chalo Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the story of a woman making dough, and something occurs either before the dough has come together, before nisgalgala, before it becomes mixed up together, or after it does. If something happens before it's all mixed together, then the chala requirement hasn't taken effect yet. If it happens after it's come together as a dough, then it's too late. Chala must be taken off. So what happens here? Hekdisha isasa. If the woman decides to make her dough hekdesh, and she's going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and she announces that the dough is hekdesh, ad shelo gilgala, if it was not totally mixed yet, which means that the chala chiyuv has not yet occurred, upeda asa, and then she decides to be poda'ed from hekdesh and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash instead, and then she mixes up the dough and she's megalgalit chayeves, then it's chayev to have chala taken out, because at the time that the dough was made, she had already done the pidyon, and so the dough was chayev and chala. On the other hand, misha galgala, if she decides to make it hekdesh after she had already brought the dough together, ufada asa, and then she's poda the dough, then chayeves. It is also chayev and chala, because at the time that she mixed it together, it was chayev and chala, and then she made it hekdesh, and then she was poda it, but the chala chiyav had already taken effect before she made it hekdesh. When is the only case that would be different? Hakdishata ad shelo gilgala. She did not mix the dough yet, and she made it hekdesh. And then v'gilgala ha-gizbar, it wasn't her, but the treasurer of the hekdesh, then did the dough making. V'achakach b'do asa. And then she's poda it afterwards from him, petura. Then she is pater from giving challah on it. Shebishas chovasa haisa petura. Because at the time that the dough all came together, it was pater from challah because it was, as it were, the Beis HaMikdash that was putting it together. The Torah says, Reishis ariso seichem, the first of your doughs, not arisas hekdesh. So that's why you wouldn't have to take out the challah. Other mefarshim learn it from the following phrase, tarimu seruma, you shall separate teruma. That which you have to separate Kodesh from and leave Chol behind, a concept we talked about earlier in Perek Beis, that's what you can take out, but not where it's Kodesh, what you take out, the challah, and the rest of the dough is also Hekdesh, in which case you're not leaving any Chulin behind. That would not be called the Chiyuv of challah that we have been talking about until now. Mishnah Dalet Kayotze Bo, similarly the same halacha would also apply to Hamakdish Perusav Ad Shelo Bo'ul Onas HaMaisros. Somebody has peros, grain, produce, whatever, that has not yet reached the time when Maisro would have to be given at the Gemar Malacha, and he said, these peros are going to be Hekdesh. Upidan, and then he's poded the peros from Hekdesh, also before they became Chayav and Maisros, then Chayavin. Then he has to take Maisro out. Because at the time that they reached the Onas HaMaisros, they were his peros, not Hekdesh's. So he has to take out the Maiser that he would be chayev in doing for any peros of his own. Umishabola Onas HaMaisros. If, on the other hand, they reached the time when you have to take Truma and Maiser out, they've reached the Gemar Malacha, and then he made them Hekdesh, after the Chiyu of Maiser had come out, Upidaan, and then he's Poda them, then Chayavin, they're also Chayavin Maisros. Just like the woman with the dough, where at the beginning it was hers, and by the time it became Chayavin Maisros, it was hers, here too. He made it Hekdesh after Maiser was going to be Chayav. He would have gotten away with it if he left it with Hekdesh, because then it's not his to take off Maiser from. But then he was Podeh them. So since they were Chayavin Maiser before he even gave them to Hekdesh, and they're still Chayavin Maiser after he gets them back, then he has to take out the Maiser from them. On the other hand, the third case, as in the dough case in the previous Mishnah, Hikdishan Achalo Nigmaru, he was Makdish them before they were finished, so they were not yet Chayav and Truma and Maiser. Ugamaran HaGizbar, and the Hekdesh treasurer finished all the Malacha, and they came to their Chiyuv and Maisros under the hands of the treasury. Achakach Bedon, and then the original owner came back and was poted them from Hekdesh. Peturin, they're pater from Meiser. Why? Shebashas Chovasan, Hayu Peturin. Because at the moment that they became Chayiv in Meiser, they were not in his hands, they were in Hekdesh's hands. And it says in the Pasuk, Reishis Diganacha, the first of your Dagon, the low Dagon Hekdesh, but not the Dagon of Hekdesh. So as long as they were out of your hands at the time they became Chayiv, and you didn't have them until it was too late, and Hekdesh had them, then, like with the dough, like with the peros, you're not chayev to take it off.